This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Joe. 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. Where you at? It's Dan Day. And on the way, we've got it good for you. Joe Rose Show. Talking to Michael Irvin. There you go. Two Miami legends. Greeny. He congratulates Russell Westbrook while keeping it complicated also. Then Hawk and Crowder. Panthers are just better than Tampa Bay. They'll dive into that. But right now, let's dive into the headlines. Panthers defeated the Lightning 4-0 last night, earning them home ice in the playoffs. The two will face off this weekend in a best-of-seven series. The Marlins began their 10-game road trip with a loss last night to Arizona 5-2. The two play again tonight at 9:40. The Heat and Celtics face off tonight at 7:30. Boston will do so without Jaylen Brown, who is out for the season with a wrist injury. Inter Miami, who are just 2 points out of first place in the East, play Montreal tomorrow at 7:30. Tim Tebow is expected to sign a tight end deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars next season. Jags coach Urban Meyer was Tim Tebow's coach when he played at Florida. Russell Westbrook surpassed Oscar Robertson's 47-year triple-doubles record last night. Westbrook now has triple-double kingdom with 182 in his career. Now, let's take a step into the day spa. A man recently proposed to his girlfriend by putting a ring in a KFC biscuit. I figure they'll get married at a drive-thru liquor store. A woman held a fake funeral for her ex in order for his mistress to believe he was dead. My hot mess of the day. A woman in Oklahoma was kicked out of a theme park because her shorts were too short. No worries, just come to Florida. You're more than welcome no matter what you're wearing. A 46-year-old woman labeled a fitness mom is making money posting her fitness films online. I need an OnlyFans account, stat. What you need, stat, is some Joe Rose in your life, especially when he's talking to the playmaker, Michael Irvin. They're talking about NFL happenings. Aaron Rodgers hates his mama, and Tua in the draft.
We'll start you off real easy. What do we see first in the NFL this season? Aaron Rodgers throwing a touchdown pass to Devontae Adams, or Trevor Lawrence throwing a TD pass to Tim Tebow?
Hey, that's a great one, too.
Oh, man. An easy one, playmaker. It's an easy one, right? That's it.
Hey. This thing with these quarterbacks, I mean, it's scrambling all over the place, everywhere, man. Joe, Zach, you guys, these quarterbacks, they watch these basketball guys. They say, wait a minute, man. We got more power and pull than we've been using. Let us exercise this. And let me tell you what's so funny, too. And people try to compare, like, they made Russell Wilson in Seattle made back up what Green Bay and Aaron. Let me tell you the difference on this. In Seattle, it's only Russell Wilson. They're willing to bend a little bit and work a little bit because Russell Wilson is there first. I would say Russell Wilson, greatest quarterback Seattle's ever had.
Yeah.
This is the first time. They're going to be able to work together. They don't have the stiffness and rigidness. In Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, you're just the next one. We did it to Brett Favre. We're going to do this to you. That's what it is. Well, you see what I'm saying? It is different, and that's what's going on, man. It's going to be interesting to see. Now, you asked me a question. That's a good one. That's a good one. And I wouldn't mind seeing, honestly, Trevor Lawrence throwing that touchdown to Tebow first. I wouldn't mind. I don't know that it's going to go down that way. I wouldn't mind. And Joe, and Zach, y'all, on the back door, that would help my Cowboys. On the back door, that would help my Cowboys. Aaron Rodgers just a little bit more stubborn than me. You know? I'm just letting you
know. Hey, so what do you think happens with this Aaron Rodgers? Now, you know, you've heard the story. He's a little bit stubborn now. He's a little different guy, as you know. You think he stays or he forces his way out here before the start of the year?
Dude, I'm telling you, if I'm Green Bay, I wouldn't even flirt with him. I couldn't have let it got to this. You know, there's a rule. Somebody asked me one time, what's the measuring rule? How do you determine if you're going to either personally or professionally, even business, get involved with a business partner or somebody? I said the number one rule that I have to abide by is, honestly, and this is how I use life, go through life, I got to know that you're okay with your family. You're okay with your mom and your dad, especially your mom. Anybody that can cut off his mama, just had Mother's Day. Anybody that can cut off his mama, don't you mess with him. Don't you mess with him. Your mama carried him for 9 months, and he cuts her off. Oh, my God, man, he'll cut you off, no problem. I'm just letting you know right now.
That is a weird relationship out there in Northern California, Michael.
Right.
You ain't lying about that one.
Hey, I'm just telling you, I don't mess with no mama cutter offers. I don't deal with it. Mama cut her off with no.
I'm waiting for you to say the guy's got to have as much money as I do or something. You go, no. If the guy can't get along with his mom, he sure the hell ain't getting along with me. We're going to have a problem.
Yeah. Don't care what. After she carried him, fed him, all this right here, you go, whatever it is, you should be able to get over it and say, Mom, I love you. What do you want with all this money I got? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what you should say. So if he does that, man, I'm Green Bay's in trouble. I don't care what you say. They're in trouble.
Yeah.
Mike, little more than 2 years ago, we got the whole rebuild down here in Miami with the Dolphins. It's going to take two drafts, a couple free agencies to put this together. And obviously we know that there's one person in the middle of all this player-wise, and that's Tua. If he is good, this team probably will be very good, you know, with all the pieces they have around him. What is your overall feeling on Tua now going forward, knowing that this is it? If we don't have a good season out of him this year, the whole rebuild is going to take a step back.
Well, y'all, come out. Come on now. Come back here a little bit. Come on back. You just threw that out like it's nothing. Like, okay, we knew the rebuild was going to take two drafts, two seasons, dog. Most rebuilds take 4 to 5 years. So, wait a minute. How y'all throwing? Right. That means you're way ahead of pace, even saying it was going to be 2 years, and you're way ahead of pace right now coming off a 10-win season, even though you didn't make the playoffs. Way ahead of pace. Now, Tua, I think this is going to be an incredible year for Tua. I really do. I love the they put around. It really does remind me. It's funny, it reminds me of our Cowboys. You know, all that young talent and a good team that's learning how to win. Tua's got to learn how. He's learning how to win. Went through last year, and I thought it was a brilliant job by Coach Flores putting Tua in and not being afraid to pull him out when they need to try to win those games, put in Ryan Fitzpatrick. And now this year you take the training wheels off. And say, all right, man, you riding the bike. You got the steering wheel. You driving the bike. So I think it was a beautiful job. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see this year. I can't wait to see the AFC East this year. The AFC East is back up there, man. It's back up there with the top conferences in the NFL. But I do believe with Waddle and that tool combination and what they got, that defense they got, I think Miami will be right there in the hunt.
Hey, Michael, I want to ask you about that special club you're a part of, the Hall of Fame. Going forward, we're going to start seeing, now we're talking 17 games, some of these guys catch 130, 140 passes a year. We're going to have a whole bunch of dudes with 1,000-plus catches. How in the heck are we going to adjust? You can't put all these wide receivers in for a guy that plays 9 or 10 or 11 years, especially with the new rules. They're not getting hit like you did. What do you take on the future Hall of Fame and what happens at the wide receiver position?
There'll be, you know, we've done this when we've gone, you know, 14 to 16 games as we've gone up, you know, now up to 17. We've kind of made some adjustments in the expectations on what we consider to be a great year. You know what I mean? A great year. It's receivers, even though now receivers get 1,000 yards a year, that's 17 games to get 1,000 yards. That's a lot of games to get 1,000 yards. So the numbers do move a little bit. But it's getting in the hall. And I said it's more than just about, oh, I got pretty good numbers. You got to have numbers. But what was your impact? What was your impact? When I'm at the Hall of Fame, and every year I kind of, I don't know what, but yeah, I do know why. I grab the mic when we're in that district lucky. You know what I mean? And I'm always, should I say, they always give me the mic. They give me the mic in that district lucky. Right? And let me tell you, one of the things I've said in that room before, and, you know, you goes on that room, stays in that room, that's our room. But I tell these dudes, man, I said, man, listen, man, well, even when I was coming up, everybody in this room, man, I can't tell the story of the NFL without talking about the dudes in this room. Everybody in this room. I said, these guys are the Bible of the NFL. You know what I mean? All the stories of the NFL have come through these. You can't tell a story without talking about the greatest show on turf. Those dudes, you know what I mean? So, yeah, those guys had up numbers, but they left a mark upon the league. Right. So it's not just about putting up numbers. It's about leaving your mark upon the league when you're playing. So, yeah, we'll look at the numbers. But did you leave a mark? Can I tell a story of the NFL without you? Then you don't belong in here. If I can't tell the story of the NFL without you, step up and get this gold jacket.
Yeah, that's some good stuff there, hey. Mike, we always appreciate your time, Mike. I was just going to close it up with you and just tell you that we always love having you on here. I got about 100 University of Miami questions. We'll have to get to that next time we have you on here. But thank you, as always, for carving
out a couple minutes. Yeah, Michael, don't be coming down to South Florida not checking in, man. You know, over there, St. Thomas Aquinas, three more guys going to be joining the NFL fraternity, man. You guys are on fire over there.
Yeah, and I was so happy we all got my boy out of Miami, got Jalen out of Miami. I was right there with him at the draft. I was like, oh, man, well, you right up the street. What? You come right up the street. I wanted to come right up the street. I wanted so bad to come to Dan Marino. I said, man, they wasn't even drafting us back in the day. Now they give you something. We were winning championships, man, and Shula they wouldn't even draft us. Now they get all of them. So I was happy for him, man. He was so happy.
We did have a little crowd. We used to hear that on the radio, like, why won't the Dolphins take a guy? There's 20,000 of those guys going. I used to hear that. Oh, man, you're right. You know, you damn guys were good in the pros. You really, really screwed it up, man.
It's all good, man. It's all good, man. It's always great talking to you guys, man.
And Michael, thank you, buddy.
I can't wait for that Miami-Alabama, y'all. I just can't wait. God almighty, I can't wait. I'm going to just leave it at that.
I hope it's a good one. I hope so, Michael. Hope you're right. Thank you, buddy.
Ooh. Yeah, me too. All right, guys.
I don't know about you, but it's always exciting when you got Michael Irvin around you. That's pure energy, pure fun. Next, going to have some fun with Greeny. He's talking about Russell Westbrook recently becoming the king of the triple-double here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. The dead that walk, we're gonna
560 The Joe, Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. How do you do? I am Dan Day on social media at Dan Day Radio, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, maybe one day OnlyFans. Getting ready to go out to the downtowner. That's what I do. Trivia nights, hosting trivia nights all over South Florida, downtowner, Fort Lauderdale, Tuesday nights at around 7:30. Get you right. Get some beers in you. Get some trivia. Gain some knowledge. Always fun to keep up with all my running around and trivia and everything else that I'm doing. Once again, at Dan Day Radio, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, One Day OnlyFans. Oh, got to be a fan of the Greeny Show. Right now, Mike Greenberg, he is breaking down Russell Westbrook. He congratulates him while keeping it complicated. Then he gives us some hot takes.
Now, normally, I don't like to pat myself on the back, but tonight I will.
So Russell Westbrook has done it. The unbreakable record has been broken. He now has the most career triple-doubles in NBA history, 182.
Federal News Radio, the play-by-play courtesy as Russell Westbrook last night surpasses Oscar Robertson on the all-time list with his 182nd triple-double. Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Congratulations, Russell. The last guy to break this record didn't know about it for years. I mean that literally. When Oscar Robertson broke this record, it wasn't a record. They didn't start keeping track of this until long after his retirement. They assigned him 181 career triple-doubles long after his career was over. So at least Russell gets to celebrate in the moment. Look, Russell Westbrook is a complicated player. Complicated. I asked everyone about it on television this morning. Because out of one side of your mouth, you can say Russell Westbrook is a top five point guard all time. And out of the other side, I could say I think I could name five point guards who are better than him right now, if you include LeBron James. So which is right? It's so hard to quantify him. And it leads to today's most interesting question. One could ask, is he the most underrated player ever? One could ask, is he the most overrated player ever? But those aren't the questions today, because those are easy. In my freshman year philosophy class at Northwestern University, I learned my favorite lesson ever, and that is that the only questions really worth asking in life are the ones you cannot answer. So here's the actual question. Can you be both overrated and underrated at the same time? That's the question that makes you think. Can you be both supremely overrated and thoroughly underrated at the same time? Bubba, you are a deep thinker. Many may not know this, but you have a doctorate in philosophy. Your thesis was titled, What Life Means, At Least to Me, by Bubba. So let me ask you that. What is the answer? Can a person, Bubba, be both overrated and underrated at the same time?
Absolutely.
And how do you explain that? How do you justify calling a person both underrated and overrated at the same time?
Well, the beauty of philosophy is you don't have to.
Very well played. Very well played by Bubba. I've got a fascinating stat, that Hembo gave me today. He actually put it up on his Twitter page. Russell Westbrook, in his triple doubles, his teams are 136 and 46. So they win 75% of the games when Russell Westbrook has a triple double. That is a much higher winning percentage than I would have guessed. The way people talk about him, the way people talk about him chasing stats, padding his stats, and all the rest of that, you would think that his teams would have had a losing record in his triple-double games. That's the way people talk about his triple-double sometimes. But they actually win 75% of the games. Did you know that in Oscar's triple-double games, they won 72%? They were 131 and 50. It's not a big difference, but it is in favor of Westbrook. Russell Westbrook is just a fascinating dude. It's so hard to quantify him. He has so long now been one of my favorite players. And I'll tell you how and when he became one of my favorite players. I was taking my kids to a game at the Garden. They were playing OKC. And it was a big game in a lot of ways. Was it OKC? Yeah, he was on OKC at the time. They were playing OKC. And it was a big game. And the night before that game, on a Saturday night, you know, you're taking your kids to one game, you want it to be good. The night before that game, they played a double overtime game at Philadelphia on ESPN. It was like the Friday night ESPN game. Mm. And Westbrook played something like 50 minutes. We could probably look it up. He played like the entire game. And I remember being very nervous, saying to my kids, I really hope none of the good guys you want to see on OKC sit this game out, even though it's at the Garden and players rarely do.
But they're coming off this night where they played, it was either double or triple overtime. It was one of these really long games. It was the year Carmelo was on Oklahoma City, whatever year that was. Because I remember Carmelo's return to the Knicks was also a very big deal. Well, Russell Westbrook played. I was down on the court for warm-ups, and I'm watching him warm up. And Russell Westbrook expends more energy in warm-ups than many players do in actual games. So that was the night I just fell in love with the guy. Because you know me, I'm all about playing. That guy doesn't load manage. Load management is the worst thing in the sport. This guy plays. He's got, in football, they'd say he's got a motor. So is he perfect? Of course not. Are there some things about his game that I can easily see having criticism for, that easily see picking apart? Absolutely. I totally get it. But that does not change the fact that he's a great player, and I love him.
He played 52 minutes the night in Philadelphia. The next night, he had 25-7-7 in the game that you saw in New York.
That's exactly right. He played 52 minutes the night before. Back-to-back nights, both road games. Now, short trip. That was Philly. This is New York. It's a drive. It's not even a flight. But still, a lot of guys wouldn't play that second night, and he did. I'm an unabashed fan of Russell Westbrook and his entire approach. So my entire approach today, first and foremost, is to say congratulations, Russell Westbrook. I'm Greeny. I'm presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Meanwhile, there's something...
I need you to listen carefully.
I just want you to know.
Something I just want you to know, and that is that Nuno, the producer of this show, is a piece of work. Nuno, I want you to turn on a microphone because we need to have a conversation. And I'll tell you why. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about Nuno. And let me explain why. So every single day, Nuno has many jobs on this show. He is the producer of this show, and he does an outstanding job. His primary job is to be constantly accumulating interesting stories, things he thinks will be interesting for me to talk about on the air, and put them into this Google document that we all keep track of. I want you to hear the way he sends me these stories, and you tell me if they seem slanted toward the negative, the snarky, and the cynical. I'm just going to read you his editorials. You're going to know what the story is. Each one of these is followed by a link, but they all start with Nuno's opinion. So here they are. Number one, Tim Tebow gets another opportunity to play football at a position he should have moved 2 years ago. Number two, General Manager Brian Gutekunst says Jordan Love has a long way to go in his development. No surprise, but why admit it and give Aaron Rodgers more leverage? Number three, looks like LeBron might be back on Tuesday against the Knicks, which leads me to one thing. He knows they will lose the game without him, so he's rushing to get back. Number four, it looks like baseball actually has some parity this year, but is it because there are a lot of good teams or a lot of meh teams? He actually wrote meh, M-E-H. Nuno, I'm concerned about you. That is a glimpse into your psyche, and the picture that it paints is not pretty.
I mean, except for that, you know, the Knicks one, because slightly homerish, where's there a lie on any of those thoughts? I think my job, and hopefully I'm doing it well, is to get you to think outside the box, or get any host that I work with to think outside the box, and allow me to be the one with the crazy thoughts, and, you know, or the cynical thoughts, and be like, you know what? Hey, this guy is out of his mind, but at least he triggered something.
Yeah. Fair enough. I feel like I hear reaction to you in your own room there. You guys are
well, Devin's enjoying it. By the way, I mean, anytime you ask me, you know, what's going on, and I say not much, that probably tells you, or should tell you, I do have issues.
That's true. No matter what happens, as I've told you many times, Nuno will say not much. It's just a verbal tick. It's like a verbal cue. So, Nuno, put your microphone back on. Literally, this could happen under any circumstances. He has just been grilled on national radio and on ESPN Plus by me for the last 2 minutes about his overall mental and psychological state. And right now I'm going to say, Nuno, what's going on?
Not much, Greeny.
That's always his response. So he's just a fascinating character. I just think it's important that you know all the people I'm surrounded by here. I got Hembo, who's just an analytics junkie and who spends his vacations traveling from one minor league ballpark to another. So he's a psycho. We got Bubba, who has the lengthiest list of things that he has done in his life before he came to this job of anyone you've ever met, and Nuno, who you've just gotten to know here. It's insane. And then Devin, who even I don't know, but his takes are the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my entire life. All right.
Hot takes Greeny right there. Loving it. Loving some Hawk and Crowder, too. They're going to be talking about the Panthers loving on beating up on Tampa Bay and hopefully continue beating up on Tampa Bay next here on 560 The Joe, Radio Rewind. 560 The Joe, Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. How do you do? I am Dan Day. Very upset. I had to work all day Mother's Day. My plan was not to hang out with my mom. My mom still lives in New Orleans. I live here in Miami, happily so, but I would have loved to spend it with my mom. But I figured if I didn't have to work, I could at least go downstairs, hang out with my guys Giuseppe and Nathan, maybe open up some good beers, get some lo mein from a Chinese restaurant, some fried rice, have a just kind of faux Mother's Day. But nope, had to work. Hopefully we'll get off Father's Day, try to do the same thing. Why do I get lo mein and fried rice? I don't know. Place close to my house. I like lo mein and fried rice. We like to eat that, drink some beers, maybe build some funky Buddha, get something good for Father's Day. That's a little bit of waste. We'll see if I have to work or not. Nonetheless, let's do some work right now with Hawk and Crowder. They're talking about the Panthers. They're just better than Tampa Bay. And where will the Heat land? Also, Solana, he's stealing again.
Florida Panthers. Florida Panthers, let's go. You know what I couldn't believe last night? I mean, it was a great game, and it was another spicy game. Wasn't as spicy as Saturday night, but it was a great game. But I couldn't believe my Twitter timeline. Everyone was tweeting about the Panthers. You know? Like, there's times where they've flirted with the playoffs before. There's times where they've been in the playoffs before. This team is so good, and they throttled Tampa so... I mean, Saturday and Monday, what they did to Tampa, a team that really is... An evenly matched, if not better, hockey team than the Panthers. They throttled them when it counted on Saturday and last night. And it was fun as hell. And South Florida seems to be eating up the Florida Panthers, as they should. And this round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs, home ice advantage, will be with the Florida Panthers at the BB&T Center. We don't know when it is yet, but when we know, obviously, we'll share it with everybody. But, man, it's just fun. I mean, we've enjoyed this team the entire season, but I think some people are just getting around to discovering this team. But, man, are they fun. And not just fun, Crowder. They are good.
Yes.
Like, good, good.
And we talked about it last week before the, you know, the two Tampa games where this is a psychological thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you've walked in and got knocked out twice in a row, that third time you're walking in to fight that person, you're going to be a little skeptical about your approach to that game. So, yes, two butt whoopings. And last night was just embarrassing. Out-hustled,
yep.
Out-skated. Defense was, you know, Drieger was playing out of his mind.
Oh,
yes.
He was
yes.
Unbelievable.
Knowing that they're about to play a seven-game series is I'm very happy about this team. And I'm sure we'll put some wagers on this because I feel good about this one.
We had a nice little wager on the Panthers last night. Panthers mm-hmm. were a minus 140 favorite, but we took it, and it was never in doubt. So
no.
A lot of fun last night. And then tonight, and Solano will get to it in the headlines, but tonight a huge one for the Miami Heat because as we're now locked in for the playoffs and the Florida Panthers, the Heat still has a little bit of wiggle room here. Could be the 1-6 seed, which means – they're not in the play-in games. They might end up a 7, 8, 9, 10 seed, which means play-in games. Tonight can put an end to all of that with a victory in Boston. Jaylen Brown is out for the remainder of the season, and the Heat are a slight favorite tonight. So in Boston, but yeah. A huge game. So we got a lot to get to today. This is where it gets fun, and it is definitely fun. So let's start headlines. Let's get headlines to start the show in our own Alejandro Solana.
You know what they say, lightning doesn't strike twice.
What are you referencing?
I just wanted to be silent because it sounded like he came up with that at like 9 this morning and was waiting for 204 to unveil that on the world.
I stole it from Tobin and Robbie this morning, but I've been holding on. I've been holding on to that since 6:15 a.m. And
out of all
I got
the
nothing.
Creative stuff they do on that show, that's what you decided to steal?
I got nothing from you guys. I've been holding on to that since 6:15, and I got nothing.
Well, it would have made more sense if the Lightning had beaten them Saturday and then weren't able to finish it tonight, and then you would say Lightning doesn't strike twice because Lightning didn't even strike once.
Well, lightning struck when they won the Stanley Cup championship last year, and I think it's fair to say, maybe it's not fair to say, but I'm going to say it anyways.
If you're – no, don't even say it. I'm going to say it anyways. Dumbest thing. No, this is, I can already tell how dumb this is. So you're going to say – so you're going to say because the Lightning lost the two final regular season games, they're not going to repeat a Stanley Cup champion?
I will say it. I will have the guts. The Florida Panthers are a better hockey team than the Tampa Bay Lightning. Nothing Tampa does is better than anything South Florida has to offer. And this year, quite possibly for the first time in a very long time, that includes hockey.
All right. Well, lightning doesn't strike twice, Crowder.
I don't get it.
If you're playing along at home, folks, it strikes once, not twice.
I felt good about that, too. I've had that written down since 6:15 in the morning, and really? And I got nothing from you guys. I mean, come
well,
on.
They do
the Panthers
such creative and clever stuff on Tobin and Leroy's show. And
they do.
And you stole something that's not creative or correct. Like, it just doesn't make any sense in that scenario.
Just has the name of the team in it. That's it.
Locked up the 2 seed. Did the Florida Panthers yesterday and home ice in the playoffs. They finish on a 6-game winning streak, 79 points this season for your Florida Panthers. And how about Chris Drieger securing a shutout in his first game back after injury? I don't know exactly what day the playoffs start, but it's probably going to be late next weekend, right, Hawk?
It'll be the NHL playoffs are going to start Saturday night with Washington and someone else. I forget who else. And so the Panthers won't play till at least Sunday. So I would say either Sunday or Monday.
Big game for the Heat tonight in Boston. It's a 7:30 p.m. tip-off. Remember, that game was moved from 7 to 7:30 because it's on national TV tonight. So if you're watching on TV, no Bally Sports Sun, only TNT. Everyone is available for the Heat tonight other than Victor Oladipo, who's MIA, and Jaylen Brown. He's out for the season for the Boston Celtics.
And you know what they say? They're magically delicious. I don't know.
They're delicious.
Lucky Charms. Boston Celtics, four-leaf clover. They're magically delicious.
Ooh, Tatum is delicious? Well, I don't get this one either.
I was just trying to build on what he did.
Listen, you didn't give me anything, so I'm not giving you anything for the rest of the show, all right?
I was being you. I was parodying you.
I didn't see anything.
I didn't really believe they're magically delicious.
Leave the comedy to me, Hawk. Leave the comedy to me.
If I do, you see what happens.
The Marlins, they lost 5-2 in Arizona last night. Tough stretch here for the Miami Marlins. Game 2 of this 4-game series versus Arizona is tonight, another 9:40 p.m. start time. It's Pablo Lopez on the mound, the Fish. They're not favorites tonight. It's Marlins plus 105 in Arizona.
Somebody says that was as bad as your cheese L bowl.
Oh, it can't get worse than that.
That one was the absolute worst because lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place is an actual thought and saying. The cheese elbow was just, I don't know what that was.
Some of my finest work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some NBA news. So yesterday, the Hawks beat the Wizards 125-104. That's not great news for Miami and their quest to the number 5 seed. However, yesterday, Russell Westbrook, he broke Oscar Robertson's triple-double record. He recorded his 182nd triple-double. Shout out to Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, it's an insane number of triple-doubles. I mean, people forget, because of how easily he does it, people forget just how difficult it is to put up a triple-double. I mean, it's an insane number.
There was a video going around on Twitter where, like, all the NBA legends were talking about the hardest, you know, the records that will never be broken, and everybody brought up Oscar Robertson's record.
Yes, that it would never be broken. Yep.
Yeah, and the end was like Magic Johnson saying definitively, that one's in the record books forever.
Yep.
And then Russ did his thing.
Finally, guys, enter Miami's Dry Pink Stadium. It's going to operate at full capacity in just a couple of weeks, starting May 29th when they host DC United.
Yep. I saw that, and the Panthers, they're going up to 9,000 fans at the BB&T Center for the playoffs. It's been around 5,000. I think it's been like 25%, and they're going up to 47%. So, and I would imagine when football season rolls around, Hard Rock Stadium for Hurricanes and Dolphins games, my guess is, will be at full capacity. So we're getting back to normal.
There we go. Can't wait.
That's how you get it done right there with Hawk and Crowder. Speaking of getting it done, the Panthers have home ice, so let's celebrate.
He'll tap it back on for Lamico, then Marchment into the offensive zone. Dropped it off, a shot, they score! Mackenzie Weegar from the high slot whistles it past Vasilevsky, and the Panthers have the first one tonight. It's 1-0.
Alabama, Arkansas, I do love my mom, pop.
Vasilevsky to play it, gave it away, wrapped around, they score! Yuho Lamico, shorthanded, he took it away from Vasilevsky behind the net. A shorthanded goal, and the Panthers have a 2-0 lead. It's Yuho Lamico on the wraparound off the turnover.
Man, oh man, you're my best friend.
Verhaeghe, he's got a man with him. That's Weegar hopping in the rush. Verhaeghe, right circle, a shot, he scores! Connor Verhaeghe! Welcome back to the lineup. He's got a goal against his old team, and it's 3-0. Panthers, what a shot out of the right circle. Far side, Yandel. Back out to the line, Gudas. Put on net, they score! And the Panthers have taken a 4-1 lead. Looks like it was tipped in front by Alex Wendberg. And the Panthers, a 4-0 lead. Time expires. 4-0. The Panthers close out the regular season with a win over the Lightning tonight. The Panthers have secured the second spot in the Central Division and home ice advantage in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Tampa Bay Lightning. A 30-save shutout for Chris Drieger tonight, his third shutout of the season. The Panthers put an exclamation point on this two-game set against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Panthers locked down home ice advantage in round one.
That is fire right there. Panthers, let's go. Let's melt that ice with your Heat. And the Heat tonight, they could make a pretty good move. Beating the Celtics twice in a row tonight, if that happens, they could pretty much get themselves out of the play-in game. And the Celtics, they are a hot mess. And I'm going to be a hot mess. Trivia night. Remember, you can follow me at Dan Day Radio, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Get all the details. I'm the downtowner in Fort Lauderdale tonight. Tomorrow, Pompano Beach. I want to remind you also, tomorrow I'm going to be near Drive Pink Stadium, where Inter Miami is going to be playing Montreal. And that stadium right off the interstate, right near Pompano Beach. But tomorrow, Pompano Beach, I have trivia. That is at 26 Degree Brewing. Then Thursday, Duffy's in Plantation. Once again, at Dan Day Radio on all the social medias to keep up with that. Tomorrow, I'm also getting that shot. Whoo, the first one hurt my arm and almost killed me. I got kind of sick. I think this one's supposed to be worse, the second one, so I might lose my arm, and who knows how bad I'm going to feel, but hey, it's all in the form of being inoculated. And then once I'm fully inoculated, I'm trying to go to one of these Inter-Miami games, maybe sit in the supporters section with Vice City 1896 and just be a rabble-rouser. Man, I cannot wait to be inoculated and get out to an Inter-Miami match. I'm going to be so close tomorrow up in Pompano Beach, but not trivia calls. And trivia calls are right now, so I'm headed to the downtown in Fort Lauderdale. You're welcome to come. If not, you're welcome to hang out with me again tomorrow, 6 o'clock, right here for another edition of 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Later, slug.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.